DDP yoga. Its very name is a contradiction unto itself.
Because it's not your mama's yoga.
I know you're always hearing me talk about how great this workout is for strengthening and healing your body.
I threw up my back.
I couldn't get out of a chair.
I want you to hear it from a WWE superstar.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards. I've really endorsed DDP yoga for a very long time, and I have to say, hey, it's something that's become an addiction, a positive addiction, because zero impact, it really helped me speed up the healing process, staying injury-free, zero impact, and also eliminating the aches and pains in my neck and my knee and other areas that bother me every day.
I've been doing this for a couple weeks and people were starting to ask me, what's going on? You look great.
You're going to have to pry my dead hands off this yoga mat when I go. This is me now. This isn't imagining myself living without it.
Because if you didn't do the work when you did, I wouldn't be here doing the work now.
I've done trainers, I've done gym memberships, done everything. This is the first thing that I have stuck to.
It's time for you to influence yourself and to take control of your own life.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
If it was any other night of the week, we would want you to have your arms around your entire world, giving it the biggest hug, your family, your kids, your wife, your friends, but it's not. It's 9 p.m., it's Wednesday, and we're here to give you a big hug from the biggest, greatest, inspirational, motivational, and support place on the planet, Team DDP Yoga. This is DDP Radio. I'm Sparky. I'm here with Robert. What's up, bro?
Not much. I just want to make it clear I'm not hugging anyone.
you get the whole virtual thing going on.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay,
he just shut his camera off. That's not cool, dude. I always like to. Anyway. All right, Stacey. If we have Stacey, our other host, what's going on, Stacey?
Yeah, I'm hugging you guys. Can you feel it?
Nope.
I can feel the love. I think Team DDP Yoga and how much vibe that we stick out that is of the good and loving type, that people can actually feel the virtual vibe. Like,
it's a force field.
Yeah, of team, especially this time of year with Christmas coming up. So happy holidays, Merry Christmas to everybody who is out there listening to us. This is actually our last show before the holiday. I don't believe we're going to have one next week. So, get all your love in. And you guys are listening to us right now, and DDP is going to be here. He and Brenda should be stopping in about half past, so they'll be in here at 9:30. So until then, you got us. And I'm actually going to shout out, guys, start a shout out here, because I had a lot of people send me some emails this week asking for some shout outs. And all through the shows, you guys know, I always say if you want to call in or pop in the chat and give somebody a shout out of people who are inspiring you, please do that. That's what we're all about. So, and I just got a shout out from Don, so I want to give Don a little shout out in the chat. But there are two people alongside my co-hosts whom I love, and this is a great holiday season to be telling those people who you appreciate very much, that you're happy they're a part of your life. And Stacey and Robert, you're two of those people. Two more of those people are Doug Steffen, who is in Germany. And we didn't get a real great shout-out last week, and a lot of people may or may not know, but he just had two beautiful baby twin girls. Hoping that they're doing well. So I'm going to give Doug a shout-out. And our man Slim, who is all over the place doing really cool stuff. And you guys know Slim is like the coolest guy. I was talking to him today, and I was kind of saying he kind of embodies the love that everybody should have, but what is prime for this holiday season. What do you guys say?
Absolutely.
Slim is like holiday spirit personified.
Yeah, he is.
He doesn't stop.
No, he doesn't, and he, not that we argue, but he's always like, no, that's never me. he's just Look, I want everybody else's coattails. He's so humble about it. It's pretty cool. But I want to get
He does that year-round, though. I mean, he's always taking care of people.
Yeah. He just lit up. He did a great holiday thing. It was, I don't know what, about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, he laid out a challenge and sent out 15 packets of DP mm-hmm. yoga to people who were in need, which was really cool.
There's a little backstory on that, that the idea was actually that he put it up on his website that he was going to pick somebody with the most inspirational story or something to that effect, and he was going to send them out a combo pack. But he had 15 submissions, and he couldn't decide, so he just decided to send one to everyone.
That's awesome. And,
wow.
You know, and if you think about it, if you go back and look at the beginning, if Slim says he's going to do something for one person, but like 12 people need it, and this is what we should all aspire to. Maybe we don't always have the means to do it, but that's cool. He's going to do it for everybody, which is cool.
Yeah, so he mailed out 15 combo packs to people all over the country.
Yeah, yeah, which is pretty damn sweet of him to do, which I'm kind of inspired by that. We almost pulled the trigger on this last week, Robert, but I couldn't figure out a way to introduce it, so I'm going to do it this week. But I am going to play Sparky Claws, as you put it, Stacey, this week, and I wanted to, for one of our listeners, if you don't have the pack, or if you are a listener, you have the pack, and you know somebody who needs it, I'm going to gift to one person the combo pack, which is out there right now. So, but you have to do a little bit of work for it. Last week we had was an awesome show. So if you didn't listen or you heard it, go back and listen to it. But I dropped and as Robert and I and Stacey sometimes do, we drop like Tinyville references to, like, movies and other things. And I dropped just the slightest reference to a movie. Do they need, like, a little bit more with that, Robert?
It's tough, because I don't know if they listened to last week's show or not.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to go back and listen to it.
Okay,
If they haven't. But I dropped a little quote, and we'll give you a little hint. It's Steve Martin. If you guys dig Steve Martin. Anybody here a Steve Martin fan?
Oh, love Steve Martin.
And it's not Roxanne, so I'll drop that and eliminate it for you.
Uh-huh.
It's a great movie. If anybody can tell me what the line is that I said, once you hear it and tell me what movie it's from, email me at teamddpyoga@gmail.com. The first response that I get that's correct, you'll get the pack. I'll get back in touch with you, get your digits and your address, and we'll get you one combo pack out. So that's my Sparky Claws.
Listen for the movie reference from last week that Sparky made.
Yep, in last week's show.
Cool.
Coolio. And which still brings me, I still got these a ton of shout-outs. We have, and Stacey, you're kind of in on this one, and Robert, because HD reached out to us. If you don't know Henry Dembski, guys, he's been with the community for a very long time, and Henry's like, we called him the professor because he is the supplement guy. He knows how to take care of his body, and he's been through some injuries and stuff. So, and it really tries hard to take care of himself. But he had a friend, Pat Farrell, who he just got to sign up and get into the program. So he asked us all to give him a shout-out. So, Pat, wish you the best. Hope you get through. I also wanted to shout-out to Dylan Stanley and John HD, who, when I was really getting crushed, I've been getting crushed for, like, the past, I don't know, however, I've had some ups and downs, and work's really crushed me the past week. Well, I had to go blow some steam off, and the best place to do that, Team DDP Yoga. Mm-hmm. So I did, and Dylan and John actually sat down and navigated me through some talks I was having, so I really appreciate that. And Travis, our normal caller, is not listening tonight, but he wanted to give shout-outs to Liz and Matt Owen from the Warriors in Training group. And my last one here is for Steve McAvoy, so that dude's crushing it, and he's always around when I need somebody to talk to, and always is lending a thoughtful word or two here, and it seems to come exactly when I need it. So thanks a lot, guys. And as I'm doing this, we're getting more shout-outs. Don wanted to give a special shout-out to Adam Mader from Nashville, and just wanted to say hope he gets well soon. And I guess he was looking for the January workshop, but he can't make it because of some issues. But we'll be hoping you get better soon, Adam, and get to the workshop soon.
And I've got one, Sparky. It's more of a shout-in from you guys remember Joshua McAdoo from Alaska?
Oh, yeah.
He just sent me an email. He's actually the poor guy. He's at his beach house in Hawaii on vacation and probably can't call in, but he wanted to wish us all a really Merry Christmas and just a big hello to the team.
That's awesome. Josh, Robert, have you been following any of his stuff?
No, I've got two. I try to keep up with as many people as I can, but it's tough.
It's tough, man. We've got, where are we? Are we about 30,000 members?
Yeah, close to that.
Yeah, and a lot of them are on fire, so it is hard to keep up with.
Yeah, especially
with so many warriors.
Yeah, the certification, DDPYogaCertification.com, hit it. There's a lot of people in it, and Josh is one of those guys, and he wants to be. He told me he wants to be the premier guy in Alaska, which I told him there's probably no doubt that he is exactly that. He's just crushing it. He's a cool dude.
Man. Pick a tougher state. Come on.
I know. We just had our first certification in the UK, and I'm sorry I can't think of the gentleman's name, but it was announced this week by Yoga Doc. So classes in the UK, I think, are about to start if they haven't already.
Yeah, well, we're doing classes all over the place. I mean, we're doing it through DDPYogaCertification.com, so you could be in Africa or anywhere in the world and get it done.
Mm. Yeah, and it's pretty cool because there are people all over the place getting it done. And I have a feeling now that we got our first couple through that there's going to be a lot of people coming in. We're going to start to see a lot of names going out, which is awesome, man. So congratulations to everybody in the program who's paying it forward and passing it on. So we do actually have somebody on the line already, which we should probably get to, because there's another cool challenge for Christmas time going on that's going to help a lot of people in need with food. And it's about and around Donate Your Weight, and it's our Donate My Weight guy, Ben Miller.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey,
Ben. Doing good, bro.
Oh, it's been fantastic. I am so proud to be a part of Team DDP Yoga. We have had we're up to 57 and counting people get involved with this challenge so far. Isn't that awesome?
Oh yeah,
fantastic, brother.
And I mean, it's. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Mo.
Well, I was going to say we're still. I mean, there's quite a few people who are donating their weight and are going to make donations at the end of the holiday season. But as of right now, what is today, the 18th, and halfway through the month, we are at 5,319.5 pounds of food. That's over 2.5 tons.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that unbelievable? And we're going to hit 3 tons by the end of this week. I have gotten my high school involved here locally, and the people at the high school have really run with it, and they've got a little competition going between each of the grades. There's 4 grades from 9th to 12th, as well as the staff. So I contacted our grocery store, one of the local grocery stores, and they donated 5 shopping carts, the real big ones, and they donated a big box of bags that we can use to bag the stuff up and take to the food bank. And I just talked to the gentleman from the school who's organizing things a couple days ago. He tells me all 5 of the shopping carts are filled. So I'm stoked. I can't wait to see how much they have.
That's pretty
cool. Really
cool. That's great.
And people can get into this, right, Ben? So you're rolling with this until the month end, right?
Absolutely. People can commit at any point. if from now to the end of the month. And, you know, it could be either one of two ways. You can donate the weight you've lost during November and December, or just make a donation to your food bank. And I don't mean monetary donation. I mean, like, food. If you go in your cupboards and there's some food that you can donate, or if you stop at the store, things like pasta and rice are staples, and the food banks always need them. Plus, they're inexpensive to buy, and consider what is, like, a 50 to 79 cent box of pasta, depending on the brand, is 1 pound. And when it cooks, you know, 1 pound of pasta cooks into two pounds, right? So it seems like nothing, but consider if you're that father who's got a family to feed and you don't know how you're going to do it, and you go to the food bank, that 1 pound of pasta all of a sudden becomes pretty darn important, helps to feed your family. And Slim has been awesome about it. Slim just released, I heard you talking about him a little bit ago, and Slim released a video today. He is donating all the weight he's lost since the beginning of 2012, and he's making a 300-pound donation next Friday, which is amazing. He's such a great guy. I have nothing but good to say about Slim and Laura. And he's challenged everybody that's part of his the next 40 days group to do the same, or to donate as much as they can. So I expect that number 57 to continue to go up. The last time we talked, it was at 39. So it keeps going up. And the great thing is, food keeps coming in for food banks across the country and around the world. I mean, we have Ireland, England, Canada, Mexico. It's great.
Mm. Wow.
Isn't that cool?
A lot of happy people.
Yeah, you know, and it started with DDP. I think it's such an interesting thing to me. I watched an old interview with DDP, and he was talking about his life and something about a mistake that he had made in his life. And I thought, I don't think Diamond Dallas Page gets the influence that he's had on the world. He knows the people that he's inspired through DDP yoga, like me and Arthur and Slim and so many others. But consider all the people that Slim has helped and is continuing to help, and all the people that Arthur helped, and the people that I'm trying to help. That all started with that phone call that we got from Diamond Dallas Page in the beginning saying, you can do this. Because at the beginning of the year, part of my language, I sure as hell didn't think I could do it. January 4th, I told him. I said, DDP, I can't do it. He said, yeah, you can. And then he cursed me out, and I did it. Slim and Arthur told me pretty much similar stories to how they started. So, I mean, that man has had such a global reach and helped so many people. I don't know, what can you say about that?
It's pretty awesome, and it's all his attitude, and it's the pay it forward attitude. And actually, it's a great attitude to revisit this time of year because, man, that's the only thing that's gonna rev you up and get you going. You know, sometimes is knowing that once you get it done, you can help others get it done.
It's a great feeling, I'll tell you, to walk out of that food bank and you know that your hard work, the Donate My Weight principle, for anybody listening who isn't aware, is for every pound of weight you lose, you donate a pound of food to your local food bank. It's something I came up with back in 2008 and worked with the producers of The Biggest Loser. They turned it into a program, and some other groups have, and it's helped a lot of people, and it's just a cool concept. Actually, I take credit for doing it, but really, it was my wife and me together that came up with the idea. But it's so simple. It's one of those things that it's an easy way to help people. And I should probably say, if anybody's interested in doing it, you can go to the website of www.iamdonatemyweight.com, and in the corner, you'll see DDP's picture. And it says the holiday challenge. Just click on there, and you can join up. But it's basically for every pound of weight you lose, take a pound of food to your local food bank. It's real simple.
Yeah, it's super simple. And for anybody who's in the Warriors in Training group, it's a little group that we have on Team DDP Yoga where everybody issues a challenge, and then I'll post it up there, and we do it for a month. We took what has been the past couple months, a physical or a workout challenge, and, you know, it's still a physical and a workout challenge if you want to donate your weight, but we actually dedicated that to Ben's cause here. So if you're thinking about joining Team DDP Yoga, you're in the Warriors in Training, think about Ben's challenge, this Christmas challenge, and donate your weight and food, or just take a donation down to your local food bank, which would help a lot of people out this time of year. And they're still going to need it. I tell you what, if you don't think you'll get it by the end of December, do it in January too. I mean, you can do that
absolutely.
All year.
Yeah.
I mean, now people really need it, but they're always going to need it.
You hit it right there. A lot of people donate maybe around Thanksgiving and then kind of forget as Christmas rolls and January, February. They forget about the food banks, but those food banks need it all year, especially now, because what they do is they actually give a large, because they get so much in at Thanksgiving, they give a large amount of food out to the families right after Thanksgiving, but then their shelves go bare, and they kind of struggle to catch up for the first month of the new year. And that's what we're doing. We're, by giving them non-perishable foods, we're refilling those shelves. And Spark, your name's up on the Hall of Fame there. Everybody who helps us has their name put up on the website as well. And Sparky's up there along with a lot of Team DDP Yoga people. It's great.
And I took the approach. I just rifled in. I went into my cupboard and I grabbed some stuff and said, "Here you go," and took it in the local food bank. Got that done. So.
It was simple, right? I mean, it's a really easy way. And again, it doesn't, you don't even feel like you're doing anything huge, but you are.
Yeah.
You're helping feed the hungry. And
sometimes it's really good to help somebody else. And sometimes it really motivates you to help yourself. Because if you're feeling down and you don't know how to make yourself feel good, try making somebody else feel good. Try helping somebody else feel like they're on top of the world, and that'll help raise you up.
You nailed it right there. So true.
Yeah, absolutely, which is what we're all about. And we're getting into 9:30, and Dallas is probably going to be popping in any time. So if anybody wanted to prep the lines, if you're going to have a question for Dallas or for Brenda when they come on, you can give us a call, and the number is 347-994-1216. And you'll get in, and Robert will get Shanky up. And you can get in the chat at ddpradio.com. If you ping the chat room or Stacy or myself with a question, we'll be sure to hop on that right away and try to get that over to Dallas or Robert or Stacy or Brenda, whoever you have the question for. We'll get to it.
Can I do one thing before I go, though, real quick?
Oh, sure, man.
I know you were doing the shout-outs earlier, and I don't know if this is a shout-out or a shout-in to Stacy. I watched that video that DDP's got on his YouTube page. I don't know how I missed it all this time, but the video they put together of Stacy's journey,
yeah, that was
unbelievable. What's that?
That was Steve Yu's genius. I just sent him the photos.
Yeah, but you did. It's you, though. It's your story. That is such an amazing video. You made me cry. I wasn't going to put that out there, but I might as well. It made me cry. If anybody's listening that hasn't seen it, it's on DDP's YouTube video, YouTube channel. Stacy, that your story, what you were able to accomplish is amazing. I think so many of us have been in that place where we tried to lose weight and fell down so many times we didn't think we could get back up, and you did.
Yeah. I needed to find the right formula and the right support system, and also I needed to be ready, and that took a while, but I met DDP at the right time and found the workouts at the right time, and it all clicked in. But thank you for that, for the kind words.
Oh, sure. That video, I'm sure, has inspired more people than you know. I mean, like I said, it touched me. And if anybody out there listening hasn't seen it, check it out. Steve Yu is amazing. I'll throw that out there, too. I've seen some of the work with DDP's videos, but yours is wow. All right. Well, thank you very much for the time to talk to everybody. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, Ben. Good to have you, man. Anytime, bro.
Thanks for everything you do, Ben.
Oh, I'm happy to do it. I feel honored to be able to do this challenge with DDP and help people. It's great. You know, I think we've all made some mistakes and done things wrong in our life, and we try to find ways to correct the past. You can't change the past. You can just try to atone for your mistakes and move on. And I just try to make the world a little bit better, and DDP and Team DDP Yoga and all of you have helped me do that. So I'm grateful for all of you, actually.
Awesome, bro.
Amen.
Ditto.
Have a great Christmas.
Oh, you too. You too. Have a great Christmas. And we'll still be fighting next year. I'm only halfway there, so we'll still be going. We'll be together.
All right.
God bless. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, bro.
Thanks for calling in.
Man, and it seems to be like the shout-out show, because there's a bunch rolling. I'm watching the chat, and they're rolling up. And I was thinking, we haven't seen Boomer in a while, and Boomer's in the chat. Boomer's a guy who is super. If you want to follow, I believe it's the Boomer Reclamation Project that he's got on Facebook. But he's a guy who will take a hit and keep getting back up. And he's a cool dude, and he's called in often and been in the chat. But he actually, the shout-out wasn't for me to give him a shout-out, but he popped in to say, prop Chris Schaefer. Some people might know him as McGiggles, who have been in the chat in a while. But DDP posted up his story today, and Chris looks really good, man. I don't know if you guys have seen that.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah.
Pretty dramatic before and afters.
Yeah, absolutely. And the guy worked hard. And was he out at the original there was an original meet for DDP Yoga, and I think they all went to see, like, an amateur baseball game. And I think Boomer was there, Chris was there, Dave Orth came out for that, and there's a picture of a couple of them that were there. So all those guys were in the shot. So, and we actually have another caller lined up, and Ahmed's on the line. What's up?
You doing? I'm doing all right. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Yeah,
what's going
on? Good. I just want to kind of give you a little update as to what happened from last week since I called. I have to tell you, it is kind of shocking. At least it shocked me. I found out that same day, a week ago today, about 6 o'clock Denver time, my homemaker, who had my blessings to take my truck to take care of some of her, you know, legal issues, had an accident in my truck and actually rolled it and passed. Now, the thing about it is, at the time, the insurance that I have on the truck in Colorado, and I don't know about the rest of the states, I'm sorry, I'm still a little bit of a shock here, but I have the insurance where it covers for her, but not for, like, myself, for, like, the truck itself, which is no big deal to me, because losing her obviously was the loss, you know? But the good news is the money from the insurance that's there will be able to help them, help her family, give her a proper burial. I'm happy that that's come back in a positive way. And I feel actually kind of inspired by it. Instead of letting it get me down, I know the kind of person she was. She was caring. She was giving. The first day that she met me and met my girlfriend, she brought over a gift. It was there are two rocks that she found out somewhere in the mountains as she was hiking. And she wrapped some wire around it, and it's basically a necklace. So, but like I say, from that, as I say, I feel very positive about things, that everything is moving forward, and that this will come back in a positive way, because she was a good person, you know? The universe isn't going to let this go without it coming back, and it will come back, I really believe, in a good way. We just can't see it yet.
Yeah, well, bro, that's kind of heavy. Sorry for the family's loss, but and glad you're okay. But, yeah, hopefully you can put a good spin on it and help everybody else move on from it.
Yeah, you know, as the weeks and what have you go by, we'll keep in touch. But like I say, I feel that something good will come out of it. I'm not letting it get me down. I'm, you know, seeing the positive, which is she was a good person, and her last words to me were, "Only the good die young," which was very ironic. And then she sent me a text saying, "Thank you for helping me." I bought her a guitar. She had been working so hard. She had been through so much. I wanted to buy her a guitar, so I did. That guitar was in the back seat, which is really kind of weird.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you're keeping a great attitude through what could be a really difficult thing. So congratulations to you for not giving into what could be a lot of emotional gravity.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's what my girlfriend said, that I'm handling it really good, not being, you know, destructive or something. So that's nice. Thank you. It's nice that you can see that, Stacey. Wow, thank you very much.
Well, I hope you have a great holiday, Ahmad, and keep up the positivity, and let us know how you're doing.
I will. You all have a good holiday.
You too,
okay.
Bro.
Thanks
you
for
too.
Calling
too,
in.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
And I think while we're waiting for Dallas, we got some more callers on, so let's just roll with it. We got Jesse out there. What's going on, Jesse?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just wanted to call and say what's up, and 18 weeks in, 36 pounds lost.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, this has changed my life. I was in a car accident when I was little, broke my right leg in 26 places.
Oh, damn.
Three-time tumor survivor, beat cancer, beat thyroid cancer. My body was always in pain, and I have been pain-free for 18 weeks.
Oh, that is great, bro.
Yeah, man. This program is the most unbelievable thing I've ever done for my life.
So you're hitting the workouts, and are you following the nutrition guide as well?
I'm not following the nutrition guide pinpoint, but I am eating a lot healthier. A year and a half without a drink, a year and a half without a sip of soda, just water, no processed foods. But I didn't go to full blown organic yet.
So that's amazing, bro. Those are some great changes to make for yourself.
Yeah.
How have the people around you responded?
Oh, I've got about 12 people signed up, and I don't think people can really honestly see it yet, because they sometimes believe I'm preaching, but I'm just trying to tell people that, like, you don't have to be stuck in your sadness anymore. You know, you gotta get up on your feet, and the first step's the hardest, but once you take the first step, you're off and running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's one step at a time. You know, you don't look. I didn't look at the whole road ahead of me, because that would have been way too overwhelming. And it really is just you do what you can each day, and as long as you're moving towards what you want, that's enough.
That's all we can do. Life is the most beautiful gift we're given, and you got to do what you can to preserve it. Don't ruin it. You know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, bro. That's what it's all about, man. And, you know, this is a great program to do it. And, you know, a lot of people out there, and the cool thing about it is you hear stories like yours, and you hear about people who are just getting into it and getting going and are doing great things. But what people need to also realize is not only can you get into it the first time and experience, you know, all the success you have, and, you know, the great feelings that you get from doing it. It's, you know, all the things you gain from all the things that you lose in your life, whether it be the weight, the negativity, or anything that the program helps you get. But it's a pattern for life that's going to keep you going, that you can keep going back to. So it's not just something that's going to work today, but it's going to work tomorrow, 3 months from now, and a year from now, which is cool.
I was trapped in my anger and questioning God for what happened to me, and I stopped asking why me, and I started asking myself, why not me? And you can achieve greatness in life, you just got to be willing to reach that extra step.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyone needs my help or anyone wants to talk to me about their life problems, I'm on Team DDP, Jesse Ruggieri. Send me a friend request. I'll chat with anyone at any given time.
Awesome. Mm. You heard the man. Jesse, you have a great holiday, man, and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, bro. Good to hear
happy
from you.
Happy holidays to you guys, too.
Congratulations
to everyone, you know, and get that new life, and I encourage it, and if you need encouragement, I'll hold anyone's hand at any given time.
Sounds good, bro.
Happy holidays, you guys.
Same to you. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
And with that, and right on time, I think we rolled it right into Dallas, and Dallas is probably here chomping at the bit, ready to go, so.
Hey, guys, I lost my voice. Can you actually hear me with this voice?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Yeah,
we can hear you.
Oh, I just hung up on you.
No, you're still here. Yeah, okay. Can you hear us?
Yeah. What's the story tonight? How you guys been doing?
We're doing great.
Awesome.
Yeah, had some interesting calls tonight, and... you know, waiting for you to make your appearance.
Well, just me and Brenda, we just got the car. We had to go. I forgot we had a Christmas birthday party we had to make it to tonight. And we're just leaving there, driving to Brenda's birthday, where we're going right now on the navigational system here. But, God, what do we want to talk about here tonight? I didn't even remember what I want to put together because there's been cocktails involved. Not many. Brenda didn't have I've had a few. That's without question. So what's the theme tonight, Stacey? What are you guys talking about?
Well, you know, Sparky was, he did a little round of Sparky Claws and did a giveaway, and we've been doing lots of shout-outs, and we're just kind of taking calls and getting inspired by people like Ben and Jesse who have really changed their lives.
But, you know, I had Robert turned me on to an email the other day from Jonathan. Jonathan started, I guess, about 7.5 months ago, and he started at 361 pounds. His doctor told him that he was never going to make it to 50, 39 years old, and he lost 150 pounds in 7.5 months. Which
wow.
That's like crazy fast.
Mm-hmm.
I called him today, and right as I did, Yoga Doc's knocking at the door. I'm getting ready to run out to go to this party that I had to go to, and I hung up on Jonathan to do my thing with Yoga Doc, but then I called him back, and what a nice gentleman. And he told me that he was really inspired by everything that happened with Jake and Scott. And just to give people an update of what's happening with Jake, I was with him today. He came by, and he was full of Christmas cheer today. No alcohol. You know, I did. You guys, if you're listening, looking for a good show to watch or as a podcast, and Robert, I'm not sure exactly how they find it, but Jake's Snake Radio is getting really great reviews. I went on there last night. We had a great time talking about Jake's recovery, what he's doing today. And, you know, then we got into, wrestling finishes and, just some, shitting around about the, the wrestling business as a whole. But you might want to check that out, Jake. Jake Radio, Snake Radio, that's what I think he calls it.
Yeah, you can just go to JakeTheSnakeRoberts.com, and they've got all the information up there.
Yeah, so Robert sent me this before and after of this gentleman named Jonathan, who lost 150 pounds in 7.5 months. And anytime I see any of that, if I see someone who's lost like 30 pounds and just trying to take pictures, change their life, grab a hold of their life again, I'm gonna call them. I'm going to call them. I'm going to reach out to them. And I did today, and I called them back after Yoga Doc left, and we had a nice talk. And so, Robert, I think he's going to be sending you those pictures and a full story of that to put up on DDP Yoga if you guys want to check it out. One of the things that you guys know, I put it out there, I guess, about how long ago did we do that, baby? How long ago did we do the first video?
Thanksgiving.
I read Thanksgiving, you know, we put out that video about BK's Big Breast Cancer Adventure on Facebook. And the main reason we did that, just to let people know, was not saying what we're doing is like the way everyone should go. It's just the way we chose to go because of research and what was going to, we thought would be right for her. And we put it out there together. And then if you want to, like, follow her adventure, you can actually catch her on Facebook. And, baby, why don't you tell people, why did you start, doing that video blog? Why did you bring people into your personal life on this?
I guess basically I just decided I wanted to bring awareness. We are people who eat at an extremely high clean level, gluten-free, dairy-free, no GMOs, completely organic, exercise at an amazing level. Just we live the life. We walk the talk. And we're surrounded by, a lot of alternative medicine doctors and just people who think outside the box, and we're kind of already in that world. And then all of a sudden, one day, I receive a diagnosis of breast cancer, and I go automatically to conventional medicine. And
let me ask you something here. Me and her never really talked about this like this. When you first heard the doctor say that to you, that you got breast cancer, what was your, initial reaction?
I just took it as it came. I took it as it came. It's life. And life, it's kind of like bowling. sometimes you get strikes, sometimes you get spares, sometimes you get gutter balls. But there's always another frame, and you just, whatever you get, and you just deal with it. You just keep going, moving forward. But what I was saying was with the conventional medicine thing, we had our applied kinesiologist, Doc West, approach Dallas and say, you guys really might want to research this. You're kind of like into this stuff. And that's what I did, and he did as well. And within a very few, 2 days, on the path of committing to a double mastectomy with full reconstruction and an 18-month horrific journey, I all of a sudden went, whoa, hold the train. There's this, this, and this. I had no idea. Dallas had no idea. And as soon as I began to read, this just felt right. It made sense. I could grasp this. And I felt like I had choices, options. Outside the box, and that it's not just a cookbook recipe. It doesn't have to be that way. If that's the way you want to go, that's perfectly fine. But I didn't want to once I knew there was other options. And I think that was the thing that bothered me, was it's my body, it's my health, and most importantly, it's my life. And no one's telling me that I have options. And then when I found out that I'm not even given them because it's not allowed here, and these other places have decades of history of success rates and getting people into remission, and the U.S. isn't going with this. I don't get it. That doesn't make sense to me. And I got a little righteous. I do have to maintain that. And then Dallas and I took off with the research. He was right there with me. And the next thing I knew, we were booked with Dr. Munoz and Mexico after we spoke with Burton Goldberg, who worked hand-in-hand with Suzanne Summers as a consultant, and we were on a plane straight to Tijuana doing what we're doing. So
let me tell you, because we really didn't get into this when it actually, a lot of the stuff we leave off the videos, Some of it were saving for the movie, and it's just right now that the movie of Brenda's Adventure Eater is more about there's a choice. And whether it works for you or not, just want people to know that that's out there. And whether, you know, right now we don't know if it's the right choice or not. It looks like it is,
right.
but we're not really sure. So when we come walking up to, you know, one of the reasons why it is what it is, prices are the compared to what it would cost in the United States to do this, especially if you had insurance. When you came walking to the clinic, what did you think? Give me
another God. Oh, my God, you guys. Oh, my God. I didn't even feel this terror when I got the diagnosis from the breast surgeon that I had breast cancer. I looked at this building. I looked at this parking lot, and I wouldn't move. I was not. You couldn't get me out of the shuttle. I'm like, Dallas.
It said like Zumba on the back.
Oh, how about Rio Casino?
Dr. Munoz does not have the building that is like, it doesn't look like Cedars-Sinai. Let's just say it like that. And the floor is very open. It's, you know, it's very Latino. Very, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people talking. It's loud. It's not like you walk into an office and it's like soundproof. It's, you know, it's hustling, and just people being people. It's like you went home for your family vacation, which a lot of you are either doing or on your way to doing. And, you know, everybody comes, goes, and yells, and it wasn't conventional medicine on the physical side, walking in the building, and it sure wasn't, you know, once you got in there. Once you really got to know the doctors that
once
were there.
Once you got past the cover of the book, so to speak,
Well, then it was a homey, it made you feel, we weren't scared.
No, never scared. Not once I got inside the building. With the MMA fighter sign logo on the outside of the building and nothing that said doctor's clinic. From MMA fighting to casino to Zumba classes.
Yeah, which is all in the building, you know,
that used to be.
Well, that's down below, too.
Oh, okay.
But bottom line is, you can't judge a book by its cover.
No.
And we were just at the segment, we were actually picked on HBO's Best of series when they did the story on myself and Nate and Scott and DDP Yoga, and basically that's what Frank Gore said. Yeah, we did the opening segment on their best of year ends. It's playing right now on Brian Dumble's HBO Real Sports, and basically Frank expected this big over the top, you know, a bunch of guys who were meatheads, and he found us very articulate and not just knowledgeable, but heartfelt. And he gave us, like, the greatest endorsement ever. And that's, you know, so far that's what we're giving Dr. Munoz and his group of doctors down there in Mexico. And if you want to follow Brenda, how can they follow you if they want to keep on top of that?
They can like my page on Facebook. It's called BK's Big Breast Cancer Adventure.
And that in itself is a whole different slant on someone hearing you got breast cancer and you're going to die. And unfortunately, a lot of people have died of breast cancer, like a lot. Brenda doesn't make that her bad. So,
No, I actually have a new saying. Breast cancer is not a death sentence. It's just a major inconvenience.
And what she's trying to do really isn't. Because she's eating, he's making me look like I eat junk food now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I know.
I think I'm turning into a rabbit, but I'm not complaining. Trust me.
Well, I'm really actually learning a lot from your videos, and I have known people who have, you know, lost the battle with breast cancer. And listening to what you're learning from Dr. Munoz, I can see why now, because surgery and radiation, that only does so much. I mean, really starts in the blood, which I never knew. And I'm really learning a lot.
You know what, Tracy? Stacy? I'm sorry, that was a slip. We were just with Tracy and Wes. So, you know, Stacy, there's a basic test that they actually will do in the States, and it's that CTC test that I talked about, the circulating cancer tumor cell test, that will tell you if you have cancer cells in your bloodstream floating around. They will actually do that test in the States. But guess what? You have to ask for it. Well, how would I know?
Yeah.
How would I know? So, and then even then, when they do the test and they know the count and all of that, their hands are still so tied. And I've told so much on the Facebook page, and to be perfectly honest, I've maybe gotten into about a tenth of it in detail. You know, from there, it's things like, Stacey, it's things like the DNA of my tumor is completely different than the DNA of the circulating tumor cells. You know, it requires two different chemotherapy treatments. Or one might require just vaccines, and the other might require a chemotherapy treatment. You know, I mean, it's like they're just two completely different animals. And conventional medicine will address them as one. They won't look at it as two. So it's a lot, and I try to do it in like I've been doing it in little tidbits without overwhelming people.
Because we don't want to get heavy. There are heavy times too. You know, we film those. You know, where second guess yourself, because everybody. And the big picture is nobody can do more damage to you than you. So when you're hit with a major adversity. You know, because when people tell me, oh, God, DDP, I'm having the worst day. You know, my life sucks. I want to kill myself. Everything sucks. I'm way overweight. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. I go, do you have cancer? Oh, God, no. Why would you say that? Because that's a fucking problem.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about what problems you have, what adversities you have to overcome, it's that you don't have cancer, because that's a fucking problem.
And I've heard him say this several, numerous times to people, and just to help them get
more.
Well, and that's what I'm going to say. And try and help them get the adversity that they're facing at that time in a different perspective. And I mean, the irony of that was Dallas's line. People, irony is here we are, you know, not dealing with cancer. So, again, living it.
Well, one of the things I love, Brenda, about what you're doing on the page and what you just talked about, Dallas, is talking about the emotional gravity of it. So we get to see what Stacy said a little bit. You get to see the education of it, which is awesome. But we're also seeing your journey where you're having the tough times, but then you post a video of you guys going out to look at the Christmas trees and actually have an amazing time while you're still dealing with this.
Yeah, that's pretty much us. I mean, it's definitely me, but it's definitely us as a couple. It's us as individuals, and it's us as a couple. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And, you know, we're human. You know, things hit you square between the eyes, and they knock you down on your ass, you know. And it's like, okay, well, what are you going to do now? Are you going to sit here, or are you going to get up? You know? It's like, well, sitting down is no fun. I want to get up. I want to go do something, you know. Those Christmas trees, you guys were amazing. I never seen anything crazy in my life. And, you know, I am a walking billboard for Dallas. I am. I live this life. You know, it's life. You know, it's 10% is what happens to you, and 90% is how you react to it. And I guess he met the right girl, because I've lived that way all my life. I've been raised that way. So.
Mm-hmm. So.
And it.
All right, Stace, go ahead.
Oh, no, it sounds like, Brenda, you're still doing the workouts. And that hasn't changed, has it?
Oh, No, we just filmed for the app yesterday. We just filmed for the, as a matter of fact, I got my heart rate the highest out of anybody.
I got to tell you.
Oh.
People have seen with, you know, our doc commercial, which, of course, DC, you were featured on Beautiful. I call it doc, but it's more about inspiring people as it is to be an infomercial. It's still a commercial about how you look at it, and that's why it's going to be a doc commercial. But one of the things I couldn't really get across, unless you've ever put a heart monitor on when you've done DDP yoga, well, you really don't know. That you think, well, I'm sweating my ass off. I feel great when I get done. But you really want to track your heart rate. Like, would you get in a car and drive without a speedometer? No, because the cops will pull you over left and right, for going too fast. And that's what a lot of people do when they train. They train too hard, their heart rate's too high. So what I did out of the doc commercial, I took the part out where I talked about dynamic resistance, and I took Brenda, my daughter Brittany, and by the way, a lot of people are writing, I'm getting so many people writing into me on Team DDP Yoga that Brittany is offered to help me because it's overwhelming. She's going to get me all the important questions that come in, but she's going to help me answer them. Yoga Doc's going to try to help me because it's really overwhelming to do because, answering the Facebooks and putting my, out there and then talking to all the people I do, it gets really overwhelming. So, I mean, I still want to do it. But I just know
there's just not enough minutes in the day.
And I actually forgot where I was going with that. Now, where was I going? I started thinking about Team GDP Yoga and all the questions.
You were talking about heart rates. Heart rates and the infomercial, docu-mercial, sorry.
Thank you for keeping me on task. So what I did was I talked a little bit about it. So let me introduce you to dynamic resistance. And on the TV, Steve Yu, some people know him as the condescending Asian, but Steve Yu is he's a huge part of the reason why DDP Yoga is so worldwide today and sold so many units. But he knows how to tell stories on video. And he hooked up with a company, and we built an app that literally will check right in to our new app that will be coming out in 2014. So you can, when it tracks your heart rate, it goes right into the program of the app and then tracks how many calories you burn and a numerous amount of other things.
BMI.
Wait.
You've worked out this week.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. So if you want to know why you didn't lose any weight, all you have to do is look at your little chart. And it's all going to be on your app. You're not feeling better or feeling younger, look at your app. But what I did for the docu-mercial is I say, okay, here's Kyle, who's a big bodybuilder, dude in jiu-jitsu, fighter, who's undefeated as his amateur ranks, and he's 35 in amazing shape. I've got him there. He's 35, 50, she's 26. Brenda, she's 49 and holding back the hands of time. And we got Jason, who's about, what do you think, he's 38, 39, Jason?
Yeah.
Whatever. So we got a various groups of ages, their 20s, 30s, and 40s. And what I do is show all their heart rates are about 80, 85, somewhere 70s when we first start. And all I do is show everyone how to do admission as I'm doing it, and then just one diamond cutter and hulking it up, and their heart rates jump anywhere from 20 to 40 clicks. And you see it right in front of you, so you know it's not bullshit.
Stacey, mine jumped 50.
Wow.
It's about a minute ignition, so I really work it right
now. Wow.
I think it'll really help people a lot when they start to see, like, okay, how do I really lock that in? But I'm going to do all that on the app, but then I couldn't really have time to do or room to do when it came to the DVDs. So it's just going to take everything to a whole nother level. But that work that we did the other day, and Brenda's in that, and she still works out with me anywhere from 4 to 5 days a week. Sometimes it could even be 6. But when you're getting the treatments and everything, it's going to be interesting when we go back. We're planning on hitting.
Yeah, I'm strong in the beginning. And I mean, I can go an hour and 10 minutes with Dallas, the best of his workouts. And I mean, I'll be honest, around 45 minutes, he'll look at me and he's like, "You doing okay, baby?" Getting a little tired.
Well, I'll have her check out, just disengage, and there it becomes Tai Chi. you know, so to speak. But
but it's actually, for me, it's mandatory. It's part of the program. They want minimally 15 minutes of stretching and 20 minutes of exercising. So it's important.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
So you get it both. And, you know, when you're stretching and, you know, when you're doing yoga, it's not just you're engaging. So you're not just stretching, you're strengthening your muscles, your ligaments, and your tendons, you know, which is huge for rushing blood. And it's so important to rush blood because it oxidizes your blood. You're just like all the, you know, everybody's talking about antioxidants and all that. Stretching is huge for that. But doing DDP yoga, because it's stretching, strengthening, and lengthening, it does that all. So for her, you know, we even do it down, you know, when we're done, we get back from the clinic, if, you know, depending on what level she feels like. But now we go back and now we do the real treatment, like that next level. So we're leaving on on the 29th, on the 29th of this month.
Those treatments you guys are going to start to get, those are going to get interesting. Now we're going to get into the stuff. They swear I'm not losing my hair, that I won't, you know, feel nauseous, that I won't, and that if any of that stuff begins to happen, let them know. They can take care of it. They say you might be a little fatigued. And I'm like, well, I am fighting breast cancer.
Dr. Blue just said, when I say to you, how are you doing? Oh, I don't want you to go, oh, I'm doing okay, doc, thank you. It's like, no, how are you doing? Like, he really wants to know. And he said to Brenda, you're not going to have any side effects. If you start to, I need to know, because we need to fix that. Don't tell me you're okay if you're not. So that's what I find is really interesting, and we're going to share all the treatments that we're going to be, you know, that we're. I'm just there. I'm just there for moral support when I don't have to head back out and work and then come back. But I've really limited my whole workspace. I'm completely off in February. In January, I've got a workshop if you're in Detroit area. In Brighton, there's the Funk Fitness. I'll be up there. I think it's the 4th of January. And I'll be in Atlanta area, Smyrna. We've got a big workshop there that we do at the 18th of January. So I'll be heading back for that. But I'll be heading right back to Mexico after that. Before we head out, you know, Robert, Stacy, Spark, you have any questions? Do you have any questions for Brenda before we get out of here?
We actually have one caller on hold if she wants to take that.
Sure,
put it on.
Sure.
Right. Okay. Well, we've got John on the line. He's been on the hold for a little while, so I'm not sure if it has to do with this or not.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey,
going
John.
Hey, just for Dales and Brenda, I wanted to say that I'm really pushing for you and supporting you during your fight for breast cancer, and I hope you guys have a happy holiday.
Thank you.
Cool. But I actually just had a question for Dallas.
Sure.
It's really nice talking to you. I'm actually a graduate student in psychology, and I'm also a big wrestling fan. So I've stumbled across your YouTube page, and I started watching all the things that you started doing with Jake over the, you know, the course of the year and whatever. And I started doing the DDP yoga, and it's been amazing, and it's totally changed my life. I've lost about 30 pounds. I've gone from about 230 to 200. But I also, my like main area of interest is adventure therapy. And during this course of time, I've kind of related a lot of the things that you do in your yoga with to adventure therapy. And I kind of just wanted to know, you know, my step right now is to get DDP yoga certified. And then I would like to actually use your yoga program in research. Is that something that I can do?
Absolutely. And Dr. Craig Aaron, the yoga doc, he's the one who – have you signed up for the certification yet?
My plan is – I got your book for Christmas. My plan is to read your book, and then as soon as I'm done with it, which hopefully won't take me too long, is to sign up for the certification program.
Doc wrote that book with me. I mean, we wrote it together. That's where DDP yoga came from.
Right.
Yoga guys, YRG. That's where – I mean, I called them up on Thanksgiving Eve 10 years ago. And I just had this vision because I was still with Kimberly back then, who's one of my partners in the business. I remember her saying to me, you know, you've been saying yoga for normal people. That's where it started.
Mm-hmm.
It was like people who weren't into the yoga part, you know?
Right.
And she said, so who's your audience? And I said, guys. And she said, why isn't it yoga for normal guys? And I went, that's great.
Right.
And I went, and I woke up the next morning, like 6 o'clock, ding. I thought, yoga for regular guys. Because it was originally developed for guys. And, you know, guys won't do a women's workout. But women want to do a man's workout. They go, hey, look, I can do that too. And then it just became like co-gender. Guys means for both. But Doc, I called Yoga Doc up at, oh, God, I guess it was like, it might have been like 6:30 in the morning my time. It was 9:30 East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And he woke up. I was like, Doc, I got this idea. And he's like, what is it? And I said, it's going to totally crush you in the yoga world. Because he'd been in the yoga world for almost 20 years at that time.
Right, right.
You're going to be like the black sheep of yoga. He goes, said to me, are we going to change lives? I said, abso-fucking-lutely. He goes, and that's how it went.
You know? Well, yeah, because like I was saying, like, the population that I want to work with is a lot of drug and alcohol rehabilitation. And just like some of the things that you do, like, throughout the workout, you know, when you're saying, you know, pull all the positive energy in and stuff like that, like, there are some metaphors there that I would like to use or, like, kind of add to your program that then after the program's over that, you know, inspires these guys and they can draw connections with their battle with addiction to, you know, the success that they're having in the yoga.
You know, and I think that it's really important, too. And, yeah, first of all, stop calling me yoga, bro. I'll have to knock you out.
Right. Yeah, that's one of my biggest fears is getting people to, like, getting these guys to want to do it.
You know, but the thing is, you know, having Jake the Snake Roberts and Scott Hall as two of the guys that put DDP yoga over because it changed. Like, I did Jake's Snake Radio last night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, a little over a year later than when we started. You know, it was a year and 2 months later. He's crack-free,
yeah,
completely cocaine-free. And he did that without doing any drugs in the middle.
Right, right.
Cold turkey. And he went, you know, he lasted on the booze for a couple of days, and he fell, then he got back up. He lasted a couple of weeks, then he fell, then he got back up, then he lasted months. He only fell four times over 14 months, which is
right.
Pretty damn.
That's amazing. I mean, most people would dream to have a record like that, you know?
Right. You know, and like Brenda, what were you saying?
Yeah, I mean, they were more like stumbles. It wasn't even like he fell down.
Yeah, it's like he stumbled.
Not to minimize anything, but it's not like he went full-blown off the wagon.
And the bottom line is, the biggest thing, and you know this guy, you started doing it when you say it changed your life, Chris Jericho, when he first said it to me, it changed my life. Chris Jericho, I mean, there's you know, there's Hulk Hogan, there's Stone Cold Steve Austin, there's The Rock, and then Chris,
mm-hmm.
He's most outside of the business than anybody.
Right, right.
He goes, actually promote my DDP yoga the way he does is I can't even tell you what an honor that is for me. But for Chris to say, it changed my life, and he tells everybody.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a drug addict. You know, he's as straight-laced a cat as there is. And, you know, bottom line is that it does change people's lives, and it is all about the mental part. Arthur Borman, the disabled veteran, when we first talked, we had our first talk, I explained to him, as important as the workout is, as important as the eating plan is, it's 10% of the equation. The 90% is between your ears.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And I mean, like, part of the therapy that I've been focusing is like, you want to bring people into an environment that they're not used to. And when I first started doing DDP yoga, I mean, I've heard you talk about it, and other people, they go, yoga, you know, what is this? After the first workout, I went, whoa, this is something totally different than I expected. And that's pretty, I mean, I was pretty much sold hook, line, and sinker after the first workout. So I think, like, there's so many similarities between the way your yoga has developed and how you developed it to how people, you know, go through therapy. And, I mean, my goal is the way that, you know, you've been able to advertise DDP yoga and make it a worldwide phenomenon. I mean, my goal would be to get it to be a published author in, like, the American Psychological Association and have DDP yoga was a control, you know, and kind of bring just it into the psychological community, I guess.
Well, dude, I'm all about that.
Cool. I wanted to ask your permission. I'm glad. Maybe I'm lucky that you had a couple cocktails in you.
No, but no, seriously, I'd be that waking up in the morning. I always tell people, like, when I gave the program to Al Snow, Edge.
Yeah.
Any of those guys, you know, when I gave it to him, I said, say what you feel. You're like, what do you want me to do? Forgive me. I said, hey, just put a little review on Twitter, what you think. But don't say shit, you know, friggin' like to build it up. If you believe it, say what you feel. I've had yogis. If you can look online, just Google reviews DDP yoga. You're not going to find a negative one.
Oh, no. I have, too. Like I said, I've researched the hell out of it for a long time just because I've been so sold on it, and I guess I just wanted to kind of promote it and expand it in, you know, with related to the field that I'm in. So I really appreciate you that, you know, you're supportive of this idea, and it's only in the first stages. You know, like I said, I have to get certified, DDPC yoga certified first, and then I'd like to develop a research team at the school that I go to. I'm from Chicago, and kind of take it from there.
I love that. So when you finally start to get to that certification, when you let Yoga Doc know and that we talk, he'll directly get you in touch with me.
Cool.
And then we'll start from there, man. Because anybody, you know, and Stacy can attest to this, you know, Sparky, Robert, anyone who knows me, if, you know, the people who actually give a shit, who actually put the work in, knew how close to get to me, they would never believe it.
Yeah.
Would never believe it.
Yeah.
Because I had to give a fuck. And it was funny because Jake on the show last night when we filmed it, you know, he said, you know, and for those of you who think that Didi just used me and Scott to promote his shit, you don't know who the fuck he is.
Yeah.
Because so many people that have nothing to do. I mean, those guys are just good friends of mine who really helped me out.
Right, right.
You know, it's karma shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, that my girl's going through what she's going through right now, it's just a testimony to her strength and what we're doing. It's all karma, man.
Yeah. Like, but it, you know what, the yoga, it's also a testament to how powerful the yoga is. I mean, you guys have been able to maintain such a positive attitude and outlook during, you know, your whole fight, you know, your guys' fight through this, you know, time. You know, it's amazing. You know, it's amazing how, you know, like you said, the 10% what happens and 90% how you react, it's the truth, so.
You're right. But I'm going to tell you one thing, because every time you call it yoga, I know Stacy cringes, Sparky cringes, Robert cringes.
Do. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. You know, I don't like calling it yoga, but at the same time, it kind of, you know, I've had my friends do it, and they go yoga, and then they go, that is not yoga.
Call it what it is. DDD yoga.
All right.
By the way, dude, I even feel stupid sometimes, but there's a reason why you, and if you're in the WWE, you call it WWF. I mean, the looks will fly across the room. And
all right, all right. Well, I apologize.
It's funny because people come up to me and go, all excited. And I'll be in a group of people because normally it's when I'm doing signings or whatever. DDP, DDP, I'm doing your yoga. And I go, what'd you call it? And they go, I'm doing your yoga. What did you call it? And everybody laughs. And, oh, DDP yoga. But there's just a brand. That's all it is because, like you said, it ain't normal yoga. It ain't that shit.
Right,
and
right.
Once you really realize that on a mass turn, and it's going to take about 3 years, but that's when this becomes a household name.
Mm-hmm.
And when household name, we change the name of yoga. That's all it. Yoga is really cool on so many different levels. Ours is just different for the people who would always go, yoga.
Right.
That person. So were you. You know, so was Robert. So was Sparky. So was Stacy. So was Brenda. And you know, some yogis who love it, they love it. Like Yoga Doc. Loves it. They do. The yogi, so you know it is what it is, and you know we just build it off of that. You know, like I said in your show earlier, you know that we were featured on the very best of Brian Gumbel's Real Sports last night.
Right, yeah, I saw it. Yeah,
that awesome? And they start off the show with Frank talking about DDP yoga and putting it over huge, talking about how I taught him how to breathe. How to breathe. It was awesome, man. He was such a sweet man. Hey, dude, thank you so much for calling in and giving that positive energy to my girl. And we'll do something, man.
Yo, all right, cool. Yeah, I appreciate it. Like I said, I'm just going to take it one step at a time, and once I get that certification, you know, I hope to really really take it from there.
Hey, it sounds awesome.
All right, you guys have a great holiday, and I wish you all the best.
Awesome. Take care, bro. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, John.
All right, thank you.
Merry Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas.
I call it Chris McCaw. Stacey, you got any more questions before we check out? Sparky?
No questions, but just keep on posting about what you're eating, because I find it fascinating with the alkaline and acid, and I think we all could benefit from eating that way.
Oh, without a fact. I mean, you know, again, if you're buying into my way, you know, the belief is your body alkaline, it's basically almost impossible to get sick. And it's really a focus that, you know, we have the food pyramid that we all know really isn't how we need to be eating, but we don't have anything in place of it. And this information is new to me, and I'm really excited about it, but I see how it works. So many bacteria and viruses and cancer cannot live in an alkaline body. They only can exist if your pH level in your body is acidic. And so there's a lot to it. It's very, very preventative. 80% of my maintenance program, when I get done with this treatment in 8 weeks, 80% of my maintenance program is based on the food.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
That's awesome.
Hey, listen, I know we're going to be playing Best Of the next 2 weeks, and I'm sure Robert's going to pick the best shows that we have out there to play again. But I really, really, really want to express my gratitude as well as everyone a part of DDP Yoga. To you, Robert, for working so hard, putting this all together, and you're there every week, and you, Stacey, and you, Sparky, thank you so much, because you know, especially you two guys, Sparky and Stacey, who came from looking to, you know, for something to, you know, inspire them on TeamDDPYoga.com, and now you become two of the most inspiring people, you know, alive. Robert, for you holding it all together and placing it every week, I just can't thank you more than anything. Can't thank you enough. When it comes to the retreat coming up, Sparky, you're coming this year, right?
Gonna try to make it there, bro.
Dude, I already got you covered. Just like I got Robert and Stacey covered. So, are you coming this year? Are you coming this year?
I'm going to try to be there for sure, dude.
That is the most noncommittal answer I've ever heard.
That's your early Christmas present. And again, just want to wish everybody a really happy holiday, a safe holiday, and a really amazing new year. Have a great night, guys. You've been wonderful.
Thank
you. But see ya.
Well, since you opened the show, I wasn't sure if we were closing there or not, but if you want to close it out, Sparky, you opened it, so. And it sounds like I'm the only one left, so I'm going to close it out. Everyone, thank you for being with us tonight and sticking out through the entire show. It was a long one. We'll be back in 2 weeks. See you then.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.